한 번 예고 두 예고 부인스고 아멘. Tonight, this service is called Jirahanis, which means Jirah, lamp or light, and Ganis, coming or arrival. And tonight we remember the arrival of the light of the world into the world, Jesus Christ. This is why he says, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will not walk in darkness, but have the light of life. This is why in the evening service of the Armenian Church, Yere Goyan Jamakutin, we say, Du es Luis Goveni, Surkiv Arashin Luisi, Iken Pachmu Havad, Yevus Luiso Gentani de Zafiai Sirkisne, Yev Mek Niaban Asatu, Or Nyale Amutsu Havastos. You are the light that we praise, the holy and first light. Darkness flees from you. Let your living light dawn in our hearts, Lord, and together we shall say, Blessed is your glorious holy name. The question then arises, what is light? Why is light so important? And why does Christ refer to himself as the light of the world? Remember, in ancient times, the only way you could have light is one of two ways. Either it was daytime and the sun was out, or you lit a fire at night. They did not have the blessings that we have of electricity. With the flick of a switch, we can have light at any moment, at any time. We have lights on our phones and in our pockets. But in the ancient world, there was no such thing. And the only way to have light was to make a fire or to get a light from a fire. This is what light does. Flames and fire do. They chase away the darkness. They provide warmth. They show the path that we're supposed to walk on. They cook meals, and they also harden pottery. But another thing that light does, another thing that fire and flames does, is that they soften, both physically and spiritually. This is why we light candles when we come into a church. When you come into a church traditionally, especially in the Armenian church and the Eastern churches, you take a candle and you light it. And the reason behind that is that the flame that you light softens the wax. It becomes soft. So, just as a flame softens the hard wax that you have on a candle, likewise, the light of Christ softens our hardened hearts. If we don't have Christ in our hearts remain hard. And they become hard through many different ways. Through sin, through anger, through holding grudges, hatred, lust, lies, and many, many other things. This evening, in this new year, I ask each of you, what has your heart been hardened to this past year? What has prevented you from softening your heart? Why has your heart been hardened against someone or something? It could be a failed relationship. It could be a difficult friendship. It could be a disease that you may have, or someone you know and you love has. Why has your heart been hardened? And what is it that hardens your heart that only Christ can soften? I ask that tonight, when you take your light home, and as you walk out on the left-hand side, you have candles that you can light and take these lights home with you. And they will last for 3 days until Sunday. These next 3 days, think to yourself, pray to God, and think to yourself, what have you been hardened to? What have you not been able, or whom have you not been able to forgive? Or move on from. Let the light of Christ, which has entered the world tonight, soften your hearts. And let him take that wax that will soften and melt away, and let him mold it into something better, something greater, so that your heart is softened and your faith is hardened. This is my prayer for you tonight. Amen.
Okay.
Good questions. So, what you have a question to prepare?